The Two Hawaii Dads Podcast. These two still chant "Let's go, Bows" at the football game.
Ho'onua with Surf Session to kick off the Two Hawaii Dads Podcast. I'm Jason.
Hello, Justin, right over here.
How you doing, man?
What's up, brother?
This week's been awesome, eh?
Back in Studio Kalihi, but we had a blast hanging out just last night.
Last night.
With the guys from
Feels
the
like
majority.
Forever ago.
Yeah, but before we talk about the majority, who's coming up later in the show, thanks again to Christian from Ho'onua. For coming and talking to us on the show last week. That song, Surf Session, bro, takes you all the way back to the 90s. That's when that track came out. Came out on one of those things when they used to have CD compilations. TNC, Town and Country Surf, did a compilation. That track was on the compilation.
Back I remember. I remember a lot of those compilation stuff because we used to get it for free back at the station.
You go.
Like Neos Productions and all those Island Roots guys.
And I used to take all those compilations and play them on the radio when I got out to college. So once again, shout out to Christian. Thank you so much, brother, for taking the time to come and talk to us. And if you want to listen to the interview, you still can.
It's on top of the. Would you consider it a library? Is that what we? Is it officially a library? We have like 4 episodes on there. Is that? Are we officially library status?
I guess if you have more than one, it's a collection.
It's a collection.
But yeah, we're online.
An anthology.
Go to our Instagram account. It's instagram.com/twohighdads. The number 2HIDADS. Two High Dads. Go check us out over there. There's a link right there at the top of our bio that will take you to the page where you can find all the podcasts. Or go on your favorite podcast app.
Right. Anchor.
Apple Podcasts. Spotify.
Google. Yeah, it's choked. And we're
Anywhere you can listen to podcasts, you can listen to the Two Hawaii Dads. So make sure you go click subscribe.
Yeah, it's great. So shout out to Landon listening in the mainland. We have crossed the ocean, my friend. He's listening out there in either North or South Dakota.
I was doing some digging on the Anchor app, looking at our numbers. We're actually international, you know.
Oh my goodness, are you serious?
Yeah, we got listeners in Japan.
Yes,
and Australia, I think it was. So yeah, we're not just in the United States.
Are they dubbing it? Like, is like if they're in Japan and do we have like?
I'm sure there's people who can understand English.
Oh, okay, just checking. I mean, I'm down. I'm trying to, you know, shouts out to everybody. We're trying to reach to everybody. But, oh, man. So again, rate, review, subscribe, and we always like our reviews because it's always fantastic. Give us the big 5 stars.
Oh, bruh.
Speaking of crazy weeks,
you like talk about TMT?
Not really. I'm gonna stay.
Okay. You know what I do want to talk about?
I'm gonna stay off the mountain.
Let's talk about TMT traffic.
TMT traffic. I don't know if we want to ding that, man.
Yeah, I don't want to get some ding dings over there. You saw that second day in a row today.
Yeah.
Some donkeys first, got on the freeway.
I think it was Wednesday. Wednesday was just guys just halting traffic. And then today, we had mopeds going back and forth.
Now, let's point this out first and foremost. In no way, shape, or form are we addressing TMT or any of that. Yeah. No, not at all.
We are addressing
jackasses holding up cars on the freeway. That's the quickest way to not make your point. It's the quickest way to make enemies. Stop them from getting where they need to go in afternoon traffic.
Imagine if you was that third car behind that line. I'm like, dude, I gotta go.
Would you have just gotten aggros and tried to rip around them? You would have had some angry Hawaiians coming after you.
Just move on the side, though. I mean, like, I was thinking, luckily, I was not even close to where it was happening at Ward, right?
Yeah, it was right on the Ward, like the Ward Avenue overpass.
And I was just thinking, is like, if there was a medical emergency happening and they had to push through.
Yep.
But you know what's so funny? So I was watching the video, and then so they got the cops that came off the
on-ramp. It looked like one of the things off the TV shows.
So it was like a clown action. Yeah. And as soon as the cops came up, those guys on the moped scooted right off their
heads. The one on the moped, he was like, nah, I'm gone. What I love, too, though, is that some of that first row of cars, you know that first row of cars was involved because it had flags sticking out of them, too, right? Mm-hmm. I saw it when I was watching the video. One of those first row of cars was trying to dig out, too. And the cop was like, got behind them. Whoop, whoop.
I mean, what do you think the charge is for that?
Obstructing traffic, driving too slow on the freeway. I mean, there's a whole bunch of stuff they could do. Did they have their seatbelts on when they were driving down the freeway?
They could have pounded them for everything.
Yeah, you know.
Safety check.
I was going to say, that's never happened to you where you got profiled, got pulled over, and then all of a sudden you got recon, you got safety, you got all these freaking tickets because Popo Man just handed it in for you.
You had a right blinker out. Just bingo, you pop.
Yeah, I mean, everything. if they want to, you can find enough reasons to cite, but I would just cite them for being stupid. Why are you holding up traffic?
Maybe we can get them on the show. Maybe they're dads.
Not a good look.
Speaking of, let's keep it local. Jason Momoa. My boy Jason.
Aquaman. Great name.
Great name. So he's getting. This is such like a mainland thing. I don't know if locals even consider it, but I.
What is dad, it? Is it so Howley you don't know it's Howley?
I don't. He's so Barney. Body shaming.
Do you think Jason Momoa always has to be ready to go film a movie? There's called an off season.
I would take. So I saw the picture. His off season is my best season ever. If I could ever get that close.
I was gonna say it looks like he's been enjoying a couple green bottles. You know what I mean? Hanging out a little bit, eating some lao lao, eating more rice.
Yeah.
But you're right. Like if somebody wants to shame him for looking like that, nah.
And you know, it's nobody local.
Oh yeah.
Nobody local.
Oh yeah.
And but they, you know, and they're saying there's a couple articles prior to that, like, oh, dad bods is, it's on its way back. You know, it's not, they prefer the dad bod over the.
When did the dad bod ever go out of style? I don't know. Did you know he's got 8 kids?
What?
Jason Momoa has 8 kids, 2 of which are human and 6 of which are gently nestled in his abdomen. That wasn't
I knew
me.
I was getting
that,
comedy that, in, that, in tonight's.
That wasn't me. That was Esquire magazine that wrote that. So,
but yeah, that's just weak. That's weak. And then, I mean, give it up to him because he is using his platform to do so much things. There's like, you know, he's against the plastic water bottles now. So yep. Everything is like, you just see that commercial. He's going around slapping water bottles out of people's hands.
And then somebody slapped him. That was the best. I mean, because that's the thing is, you know, Jason likes he can laugh at himself. He's a big joker. Like if you see his Instagram account, he came down, stayed in Hawaii, and he was working with some of the local comedians doing IG stories.
Yeah, and
like crazy.
Yeah, those are pretty hilarious.
But Jason Momoa dad bod, yes please. I'll take it.
I'll take that all day, every day.
Oh,
2 times on Sunday. Whole brah sports and UH baseball in the news and. You got a good story about this and
the fun thing about UH baseball is you and I are both baseball guys. So I remember going to games when Uncle Les was still there, when you would see him standing at third base with his arms crossed looking like a statue.
I want his jacket.
You could probably still find it somewhere. The jackets are awesome. Those satin jackets. Mm. But I've been going to games for a very long time and I gotta be honest, my interest in UH baseball has waned in recent years for a number of reasons, but I think I'm gonna end up going back to more games coming up this fall because UH, they're finally starting to recruit more local kids.
Right.
Seven commitments, but among them we got local boys. We got a Lanai High School graduate.
Out Island is Mr. untapped talent of what he called when it comes to baseball.
Oh, totally. Nigel Calderon, he's coming over from Lanai to come play. We got a couple guys from
the
mainland.
That's the guy that cracked 4 home runs in 4 straight appearances. I remember seeing that on there the news. Go. 4. I was like, oh, this is not. And where do you. Outer Island.
Yeah, bro. But what makes me proud is that I had the opportunity to help coach baseball at my alma mater over at Iolani the last few years. It was a few years ago. But 2 of the guys that I used to help out, Blake Hiraki and Trevor Ichimura, they're going to be playing at UH. Trevor graduated in 2018. He's coming back from Washington State to come play at home. And Blake, he had Tommy John surgery, but he's going to come back and be a catcher.
Wait, what?
At UH, because he pitched and played infield. He did a whole bunch
in high school.
Yeah, so he
Tommy
had
John in high school.
Yeah, Tommy John surgery in his junior year. People were having Tommy John surgery back when we were kids.
Really?
Yeah, but
back in the day, the medical technology wasn't as it is now. So like, if Tommy John, you're done. Like you're done.
Not now.
Oh no, not now. But like back when we were playing.
Back in the day. You're never the same. But now he's all right. So Blake and Trevor, it's gonna be fun to see those boys.
Team
makes
manager.
Me feel like a proud dad almost. You know, because I was watching these kids since they were little runts getting bigger. And
you look like a first base coach. You look like a first base.
I played
coach.
First base.
See, there you go. There you look like the first base.
I mean, when I was helping out coaching, I had coach third base. But yeah, base coaching is cool. I can flash you some signals.
Oh, you would get the sign. Bunt.
Yeah, bunt. Still. Yeah. Bunt this. Oh, brah. You play poker.
I used to play poker. Then I realized I suck.
Yeah.
And I don't know how to play.
There was a time where we were playing a lot of poker. Poker is real popular here in town. It's almost like 10, 12 years ago now, but when I was still doing radio on a regular basis and I was living in Waikiki right by the radio station.
Right.
And this is still when the Wave was around and Pipeline Cafe was around, but we go to the Wave, Pipeline Cafe, and then play poker from 4 o'clock until like 8 or 9 o'clock.
Should I be a part of this conversation? Am I? I mean,
cards. Poker. Oh, okay, for money.
I mean, this is.
I used to clean up. I'm sharing a memory.
Oh, okay. I just want to know if there's statute limitation where like you really feel these kinds of. You kind of gamble, right, in Hawaii. It's still pretty illegal, right?
No, that's the other thing. No.
Oh, okay.
Poker is fine.
It's called social.
No, really. Poker is legal to gamble.
Really?
You can do poker in somebody's house. It's called social gambling. Again, you wow. Yeah, you weren't much of a poker player, huh? Because we had to read up on these laws. As long as you're not playing the game in a place of business or in a commercial area or out in, you know, in public, if you have you and your friends come over and you're not charging a rake, you're not charging a cover charge, you're not making them pay to play, you just come in and you put your money in and you go off of that, mm-hmm. as long as there's no rake or anything off of it, completely legal.
Did not know that.
Completely legal.
Wow.
No, now you're thinking about getting back into poker, huh?
Like, oh, maybe I should start, maybe do a little weekend action.
You have to lock a kilo game and get it started. Anyways.
I'll watch your kids and you guys can go play.
There you go. The World Series of Poker just wrapped up.
50 years. Can you believe that? They've been going on since 1979.
It's been going.
70, for, I'm sorry, 70.
For quite a while.
I remember I got into it.
Okay, so it's not 50 years.
No, 70. 70 to now.
We're in 2019.
Yeah, isn't that 70? 70
plus 50 is 2020.
Oh, well, no, they consider this would be the 50th.
Anyways.
I thought you said, well, you kind of count cards? I'm not counting numbers.
What the hell does that have to do with poker?
No, I'm just saying that's the 50th. It's the 50th.
Anyways, Germany's Hossein Nsan outlasted Italy's Dario Sammartino and Canada's Alex Livingston to claim 10 $1 million on early Wednesday morning because he won the World Series of Poker main event in Las Vegas.
Right. Unbelievable. 10 mil.
Oh. Originally from Iran, but he lives in Germany. But he's the oldest world poker champion in 20 years. And it took him 301 hands of poker to win that $10 million.
That is an attrition battle. Did they mention how long that last final?
It took a while.
Yeah.
It took a while because I remember I was watching it live and it was on at like midnight here, mm-hmm. which means in Vegas it was like 3 o'clock in the morning. They were still going. So
that
far.
That thing just blown up. This whole World Series of Poker thing just through the roof, man.
It's been like that for a while.
The pots just get bigger and bigger and bigger. Of course, like any other sport, the more popular it gets, the more money that's going to be pushing through.
Yep. So up until this point, he had won $2.6 million in career earnings, but he kind of blew that out of the water.
Drinks on him, Dan, this past weekend.
With that win. And speaking of the World Series of Poker, there's a couple of Hawaii guys there's more than a couple. There are Hawaii people that go up every year and try to compete.
Right.
But there are only a handful that actually make money doing it. And one of those guys won his first World Series of Poker bracelet, Kainalu McHugh Unciano.
Yep, former Kapolei resident. Now he's full-time.
He's living the dream. Because I went and I looked it up. He's cashing out, too. Like, he won that bracelet, and he made some good money in this event. What was it, $1 million?
$1 million, Monster Stack, no limit.
Okay, but he was making also, I was looking at his records, he was cashing 40, 50 grand. Like, he was making some good money before. Like, he was a professional gambler, mm-hmm. and now he's a champion gambler.
Yeah, I remember I was kind of chit-chatting with him before that he just made the jump and he was like, I'm going to do it.
Nice. That's pretty cool.
Unbelievable. Go look for him.
Maybe you said you're chatting with him. Maybe you get him on the show.
Hopefully we can get him on the show. I mean, professional gambling is all day, every day. I mean, he can do that.
Sure.
All day, every day. So
it'd be cool to hear some of the stories, though, about his experiences.
Hell yeah. So hopefully we can hook up with a Kainalu sooner than later.
Oh, brah.
So we are balls deep in relationships, me and you. We've been together.
That's one way to put it.
Yeah, balls deep. So, and I saw this article online, and I was like, it was definitely a cringe-worthy story. A 30-year-old Illinois woman was in the middle of breaking up with the boyfriend. Didn't go so well for the boyfriend.
Hardly ever does.
Looking in your eyes. So she takes a knife to the scrotum.
Ow.
Knife to the scrotum and gives it a nice.
Where?
Scrotum.
Ow.
My scrotum, your scrotum. She took a knife to the scrotum and this is the craziest part, I think, of this story.
Wait, where?
To the scrotum. Everybody's just.
Ow.
But she took the knife. 5 to 6 inch slash to the scrotum.
Balls deep.
How big is this man's bags? 5 to 6 inches.
It's called fillet.
I don't know. I mean, his backpack must be huge.
Splay it open.
Dude, enough.
You don't want to talk about this. When we were playing this show, I was saying, you want to talk about that? Really?
I didn't think it was going to get that. We're still keeping PG. But, I mean, if during the breakup, it might get nasty maybe not that nasty with mine, but it's going to get kind of touchy.
When, oh, bro, same thing would happen. My wife has told me in no uncertain terms, if she ever catches me doing anything, she's going to just chop it off. So.
Straight Paul Bunyan right off.
How are you going to act?
How's your swing? How's your swing? Maybe we should check that out. But yeah, that was... Ugh. I mean, that's no deals.
Oh, bruh.
Bruh.
What else?
Let's get into the majority.
They're coming up. Is it time to talk to them?
I think it's time to talk to them.
You excited? You just couldn't wait. You wanted to put the majority interview at the top of the show. You didn't want to do anything else. You're just like, we don't even need to talk. Just play the majority interview.
That is true.
So we're going to play the majority interview in just a second. Before we do that, though, you want to play one of their songs?
I did. Yes, let's do it. Let's do it.
In case you haven't heard the majority in a while, we played a little bit of their music before. But we're going to play one of the tracks that we haven't played yet on this show. This one is called Love Over Politics. It's the majority, and they're coming up next with us on the Two Hawaii Dads podcast.
There you go. It is the majority.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, baby. It's the Two Hawaii Dads Podcast. Jason.
Justin.
And Justin here. And we are live at Ala Moana Shopping Center with the majority.
Hey-o. Hey.
Thank you for having us.
We got Elon and Kennedy here.
Good to meet you guys. First time I meet you guys live and direct, bro. How's the tour going so far?
It's going great, man. We're having a great time.
It's been amazing. Yeah, we started off in Guam. Then we went to Iwakuni, Okinawa, Sasebo, and now we're here in beautiful
Where's
Hawaii
dry?
Back home.
Where's nice and dry? And
you nowhere. None of those places. Vegas.
I don't want to say the R word yet. nice and dry. See you guys.
Yeah. Hey, so for people that may not know the majority or may not have heard the majority, even though we've been blowing you guys up playing the music on the podcast the last few weeks. But Kennedy, tell us a little bit about the band, how it got started. You guys are originally from Guam. Right? No.
Nah. Las Vegas.
Okay. Somebody told. Well, I guess it's, you guys just love Guam that much. Somebody was trying to tell me like, oh, it's like they're almost from Guam. I was like, really? They're really from Guam, but it's Vegas.
Based out of Vegas.
Okay.
But we're all based out of Vegas. The band's majority is based out of Vegas. That's where we all reside currently. And the way the band actually came together is, you know, like we have this venue up in Vegas called. The Olive Mediterranean Hookah Lounge, and that's where we all go and let some steam go. And but that's really where most of our ideas like pretty much come together. It's like a melting pot of, you know, our R&B and our country, and you know what I mean. But everything, the underlying base is reggae based. You know what I mean. So that's basically where all our ideas come together, and you know that's basically how the majority was formed, and basically formed a.
And that was how many years ago?
That was about a year ago.
We've all been doing
music individually, and we're all from different islands. He lived here in Hawaii for a little bit. I'm from Hawaii.
Yeah.
The other singer is from Samoa.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. And we all have island ties, but
I'm just gonna say that local
yeah,
ties.
We all had individual things going on, but I wanted to put together a super band. But the one common thread that Kennedy was talking about was reggae, island music. Mm-hmm. Even though we all had the R&B, gospel, modern, pop, everything, we had so many different influences, but it always came back to reggae was the, you know.
See, I guess that's where I got it from, is that it sounds like you guys have been playing music for a really long time. So for when you say the band has only been together for a year, it's more than
that. But we all been playing together. In different pieces, in different bands in Vegas for 10 years.
Okay.
So that's where you hear the connection of,
And you're telling us that you guys got together for within a year, solid together.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it seems like you've been together longer, gelling it together. Tell us that, how did the gelling
together. Really, what it came down, I had the idea to put this super band together, and I only met Kennedy maybe 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And he came to me one time about 2 years ago and started playing me some of his original music, and I said, oh my gosh, we need to do something with this. Before it was just going to be a bunch of different artists kind of rolling through the majority, like Menudo, you know, different, you know. And, but then once I heard this man's original music, it's a rap. We're rolling with this. You win. And as long as you want to roll with me, we're gonna get all the pieces together.
How does the songwriting work out for the band then? Is it a collaborative thing? Is one guy writing all the songs, or everybody's working together?
He's the primary songwriter.
Okay.
And then he usually comes to me with, what do you think about this?
Mm-hmm.
And then I basically just kind of put in little this and little that. I produce the track, and then we go to everybody and ask for their opinions.
Okay.
But 80% of it is already done from his patio.
How big is the...
I have a little domain. Everybody's got to have... I don't have a man cave just yet. Yeah. My thing is my patio and my little sanctuary.
We rolled as a 7-piece. We have a sax player, actually, too.
Oh, nice.
Two keyboard players. Yeah, but... You know, for Hawaii, we're a 6-piece right now.
Oh, he got the boot. He's at home watching the kids.
Watching the kids. Couldn't be gone that long from the family, so.
That was the next question I was going to ask. With all the guys in the band, and Kennedy, you were just saying you've been blessed to be able to walk away from a day job and just do music full time.
Yeah.
Is everybody in the band doing music full time, or are there guys that still work the day jobs and stuff?
There's some of the guys that still work day jobs, you know, like the sax player as well. He had to go home. He couldn't get the last leg of the tour off, so gotcha. He had to go back and, you know, get back to work and whatnot. But
see, you do have a day job. It deals with music,
yeah,
entertainment, really.
Because I was going to ask, it's either the day job or it's the family responsibilities. Because I would imagine getting ready to go out on tour, like, yeah. When you're single, you can do whatever you like. But you're a dad, you have a significant other. You're a dad, you yeah. have a significant other. Yeah. There's planning and coordination that has to go into all of this, right? And you guys are sitting here. How do you deal with your families getting ready to go on the road? Like, is that something that is an ongoing issue for you?
I'm blessed that I have parent-in-laws that are like, yeah, drop the kids, for, you know, leave them here for the whole summer. You know, like,
what?
Without that, without family-in-laws like that, none of this is possible for me. So I'm super thankful for my wife's family for that.
Her family, do they still live in
Hawaii?
They
still live here, Ewa Beach.
Ewa yeah. Beach, yeah. Holla, Ewa Beach.
Let's go.
Speaking of hot.
Ewa oh, my God.
Man.
You don't want to know.
I've been sweating
Icky
in my
planes.
Sleep,
yeah.
How long have
the sheets.
How long have you guys been on the road so far?
This is our third week.
3 weeks
right now.
Away.
Yeah, 3 weeks away. It's and it's, you know, he's been doing this for a while. I've been doing this. Is my first
okay.
ever.
Have you ever been on a tour yeah. for this?
Never. It's my first rodeo.
Okay, and you've been so, away from home I've for been, stretches yeah. at a time, yeah. right?
So it's nice. It's nice to see him go through it and
living the dream. Look at that smile. He's so happy.
You know, it's like because you know, I always wanted to travel, but it's just like, dang man, like I miss the kids
yeah.
so much because I'm always with them every day.
Well, and being the Two Hawaii Dads podcast, that's the next question is yeah. you've been gone from your family and yeah. it's a trip to do all this and see all these things, but don't you kind of wish you had the family and the kids around to do it too?
Yeah, but, and you
next
know, my
tour,
kids,
next tour.
My kids
next
help tour. Write, you know, some of these songs, so it's like a reminder of, you know, what we're doing this for, you know what I mean? And then when I miss them a lot, and, you know, it's the time difference when it was 19 hours ahead and they're a whole day behind and I would, you know, go on my Instagram and I'd play videos of my kids.
Mm.
You know, as a reminder, hey, you're doing this for a reason.
Yep.
You know what I mean, it's a sacrifice that you and the reward at the end, you know what I mean, at the end of the rainbow is going to be, you know, so rewarding that your kids are going to thank you later on.
Absolutely.
Life,
it was beautiful so. In Iokuni. We brought all the kids up on the stage for the last song.
Yeah.
And we looked at each other like,
hey,
we're like missing our kids. Goodness. But like usually on our show, yeah. if kids are allowed in the venue,
yeah.
our last song we do is called Celebrate.
Okay.
And it's about family. It's about life. It's about enjoying the moment. We always bring the kids on. It's like, ooh, chicken skin. Look, I'm getting chicken skin thinking about it. It's like,
man.
So we had like 100 kids
dude,
on the stage
dude.
Just like, yeah. celebrate life. And it was like, oh.
Well, and being the veteran of being on the road yeah. and doing all this, do you have any tips for the other guys in the band on how to miss your families
I'm still
or how
learning
to keep
too,
in touch?
But yeah. we had a small talk before yeah. we left because he was like, oh man, this is the first time he's gonna be away from his kids
sure.
this long. I said, you just said, we got to make the sacrifice. It'll make sense at the end, you know.
Absolutely.
Hey, and thank you so much for the support, man. You've been helping me out on keeping my emotions in check.
Thank you.
So now, once this tour wraps up, you guys go back to Vegas, mm-hmm. and then it's back in the studio, back to performing. What's coming up next?
It's definitely back to work in the studio. You know what I mean? Getting this this next album or
October
EP.
Release.
Yeah.
We have an EP
done.
In October, and we play on the Strip in Vegas.
Yeah.
So we gig a couple times a week.
Yep. Is there gonna be a regular gig when you guys get back that if people want to come and see you guys in Vegas that they can come check you out?
We play regularly at Bally's as a four piece.
Nice.
And then he plays acoustic solo at New Orleans.
Yeah. Okay.
Stratosphere. All over Vegas.
So if they get on
nice.
Your social media and
yeah.
follow you guys, once you're back in home in Vegas, you put all your shows
exactly.
on there and people can come check you out.
Majoritymusic.com or Majority.
Underscore
music. Mm-hmm. And then he plays solo and you follow him, Kennedy King.
Nice.
Kennedy King Music.
Yeah, IG. Yep.
Okay.
All over there.
New album is going to sound like the first album?
Oh,
you're
going to get some
new
some
vibes.
Expected vibes.
Yeah.
Ooh, nice.
You guys are going to get it first.
Yeah.
And we're going to get your feedback. But we feel like we got two or three bangers on it.
Very nice. Very nice.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it. Like, well, and then tonight. So we're here at Mai Tai Bar.
Beautiful Mai Tai.
And talk to us about tonight's show. You guys got a couple more shows left in the islands before you guys go back. Talk about it. Talk about tonight's gig.
It's gonna be high energy, man. We're gonna bring, you know, that Vegas desert flavor that of our reggae tunes that we enjoy playing out there, and you know, we hope the Hawaiian
of course
Islands
our originals
like, you know what I mean?
From the album
and,
Love
yeah.
That.
When you guys all when you guys lived out here, did you party at Mai Tais on a regular basis?
I used to. So this is nice. This is a homecoming for me. This is nice.
Old stomping grounds.
Old stomping grounds. I got a story for every pillar.
Yep.
Yeah. It's
and
bad.
The parking lot. On
parking lot this side.
Parking lot on that side.
Stairwell this side. Oh. I mean, speaking of kids, that's how you.
You can tie it all back to here.
There you go.
Three degrees of the Mai Tai bar separation. Like
there you go.
Yeah.
So the majority will be here at the Mai Tai bar tonight before they wrap up their tour and they're heading back to Vegas. We were just talking about social media and the website. One more time, if people want to find you online, social media, where do they go?
It'll be the majority underscore music. On Instagram, and if you guys want to follow the solo stuff as well, it'd be Kennedy King Music, and that's it. No underscore.
And majoritymusic.com website.
Anybody else you guys want to say hi to or shout out or talk to?
Oh, yes.
Lyric in London. Love you. My wife, I love you.
Love you, Kennedy. Love you, King. Dad is going to be home.
Isn't that cool? His kids are named Kennedy and King.
I can't pull that off. I wish I could.
I definitely can't pull that off.
All right. It's Kennedy and Elon from The Majority right here on the Two Hawaii Dads podcast. Guys, thanks for coming on.
Thank you guys so much.
Appreciate
man.
It.
All right. We're going to wrap up with one more of The Majority songs here on the Two Hawaii Dads podcast.
Steals the show as she walks in. I grab another glass of Remy Martin. Eyes locked on, I can't resist. Every man that tries just gets dismissed. Does anybody know? It does seem so. Make sure I take her home. Well, I gotta make my move. No, I regret it if it's you I lose. No one else can do the things I do. Well, I gotta make my move. No, I regret it if it's you I lose. No one else can do the things I do. Her favorite drink is wood for me. And we're tipsy. She said, take me home with you. I'm feeling risky. We're on the way home. Got Uber on the phone. Make sure I take her home.
The things I do from The Majority here on the Two Hawaii Dads podcast.
Doggy, that was a crazy night at Mai Tai Bar, man.
It was a fun time. That's Jason. I'm Jason. That's Justin. The Majority was
on
the
interview. You didn't have a drink in it. You messed it up.
It was good times, bro. We got to hang out, talk story, hear about what they're up to. And it was cool to actually be out of Studio Kalihi.
Right? Yeah, very exciting. Very good. Funny part is that when I got home and then my kids saw the brand, I got branded. It's like, Dad, what is Mai Tais?
You gotta wipe that off when you're driving home, man.
Such a rookie move.
Exactly.
All right, and then so this Saturday, they got their album release party up there, Surfer the Bar up on the North Shore. So make sure you go check it out, 21 and over.
That would be July 20th. July 20th. 2019. Yes, in case you're listening to this like a year from now. Oh, now they're coming this weekend.
They're back again. New album. Good looking out, bro. Good looking out.
Surfer the Bar. That's a fun little venue. It's a bit of a drive, but it's a fun spot to go check out a show.
You also just stay at Turtle Bay if you can drive that far.
And if you can afford it, all day. Get a room all day. So, yeah, that's one thing to do this weekend. You got plans for the weekend? You got anything really exciting going on?
I am thinking about braving the crowds and checking out The Lion King.
You're really going to do that on opening weekend?
I don't know. I
live action version of the cartoon classic.
No spoilers here, but I'm hoping it doesn't end the same.
You know who directed the movie? Jon Favreau.
Avengers.
Yeah. That's his movie.
Oh.
So it's supposed to be
whatever it takes.
Well, and it's supposed to be pretty trippy because it's all like it's all live animals with human voices.
Yeah.
Crazy.
So I'm hoping they change the ending and just blow everybody out of the water. That'd be interesting. Speaking of blowing out of the water,
yeah.
Did you see that new Top Gun trailer?
No, I haven't seen it yet, but I'm kind of excited about that movie.
I am excited. I saw it and I was thinking that everybody in the trailer is going to have that face app. You know how they just get older? Just look older.
Yeah.
And I was like, Tom Cruise never ages, man. That guy.
They're bringing all the original cast back?
So I was just watching it and I was like, bits and pieces, I saw the OGs, Val Kilmer.
Yeah, they all make cameos.
Right. So, yeah, I don't know how much they're...
How much you're actually in the movie.
Yes.
Yeah. You, like, see them real fast. And that's
yeah. Ed Harris, underrated bad guy. Ed Harris, underrated bad guy.
Oh, I don't know about underrated. He's been a rock in a lot of movies.
Literally, he was a rock. But I saw him, I was like, Ed Harris. Okay. Well,
I was going to say, you remember him from the first one, right? You don't remember him from the first one?
No.
He was the guy, wasn't he the guy on the flight deck? He wasn't the guy that always spilled his coffee on himself.
No, that was a different guy. Yeah, different guy. That was my tall man.
Okay.
All right, maybe I got to go.
He's in the original, though.
I got to go watch Top Gun, the OG.
Speaking of lines, I was debating because I hate standing in line. I hate going to things and having like wait to play games or get
wait
food.
Wait for anything.
Yeah, wait for anything. I just want to walk in, do what I'm doing, and move on with my
day.
Thank you.
I thought it was just a dad thing or me thing, but
I don't like lines. But I'm considering, like you're saying, for this movie, I'm considering braving the lines to head down with my daughter to Foster Botanical Garden this weekend for Midsummer Night's Gleam. Have you ever heard of that thing?
No.
You know where Foster Botanical Garden is?
Yes.
Zippy's Vineyard?
Yes.
Okay, right across the street.
Oh, okay.
Just Malka of Zippy's Vineyard. So it's this nice botanical garden, get plenty pretty plants, but once a year at night, they take all these lights, put up all these illumination, and turn it into like this fairy tale lit up spot.
Super trippy fest.
Yeah, trippy. And then they got like kid games, events for the family. You can walk around, see the lights, take Instagram pictures.
Nighttime, eh?
Do all that kind of stuff. And actually, it starts at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, there's a lot of lights. I noticed there's a lot of lights, even at 7 o'clock.
Well, because it's for kids' activities, right? But it's all ages. It's free, which means long lines. Parking is going to be a pain in the butt. But from 4 to 9, kids' activities end at 6:30. Sunset is what, 7:15 or so? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So if you want to skip the Rugrats and just see the pretty lights and go walk through the garden, go at like 8 o'clock, 8:30. Mm-hmm. Then you just slide right through. Yeah.
Well played.
But I'm thinking we might have to go early, go like 4, 5 maybe.
And tie her out.
Battle the crowds, yeah. Mm.
No, well played. Yeah. Luau on the Lawn happening this weekend as well.
Okay.
At the... Bishop Museum.
Shout out to Hawaii's Finest.
Shouts out to Lele Dam.
All you can eat. I saw the flyer. It said all you can eat. I was like, you really want to be putting that on a flyer?
Like, how are you going to deal with the vendors when you see these big blahs come walking up and like, yo.
It's like, I can put away whatever, how much it costs, the tickets probably in like the first hour. You literally start starving yourself now.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah. I hope they're bringing a lot of food because they're going to be a lot of hungry Hawaiians. Hungry Hawaiians.
Hungry Hawaiians.
Down there at
Well, you figured that the parking isn't the greatest, so maybe you walk it off.
Yeah, that's true too. Also going on this weekend, the Ukulele Festival down there at Kapi'olani Park on Sunday starts at 10:30.
Uncle Roy.
That's Uncle Roy Sakuma's.
Oh, he is triple OG when it comes to that. Dude, is awesome.
And you know what's so cool about Uncle Roy is he gives away so many freaking ukuleles. Like, all the time they're giving
like free turkeys during
They're always giving ukuleles away. Like, Ukulele Fest, they're going to be giving more ukuleles away. So go down, check it out. You never know. You might walk away with
is
an ukulele.
Is Jake like a disciple from Roy?
Umbrella? I think he took classes from him when he was a small kid time. Oh, I'm sure he did. But yeah, so that's this weekend. Also this weekend, keeping it Hawaiian, the Prince Lot Hula Festival is back once again at Iolani Palace on Saturday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Also on Sunday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And that one, too, is absolutely free to attend. A full weekend of kahiko, awana performances, going to have food booths, crafters, cultural demonstrations, and probably even a bit of protesting going on.
You know, keep those mopeds off the roads.
You know,
I'm still salty that they closed the Iolani Palace at night now. Because that was like, you know what I mean? That was like...
Used to be cool to go.
It used to be cool. Because I remember when I was younger, I mean, well, wasn't that long ago that they closed it. But like going through nighttime, pretty crazy. Well, like, not crazy, but it's like, whoa, you feel it.
It was also because more people had respect and wouldn't go and screw it stuff.
Punching a stupid glass. Right? Idiot.
Like, it's one idiot that screws it up for everybody else and now nobody can go on the grounds at night. So that's what's coming up this weekend. It's going to be another busy weekend. I hope you do lots of fun things with your kids.
I'm going to get that the hard yes.
The good old Justin Lopez hard yes. And make sure if you're out there listening to us, go and click that subscribe button.
Yes.
Go to the Instagram account and follow us.
Click I got lots like of memes.
On a couple
more memes
of those,
coming
on a couple of those images. We need all the help we can get so we can come back again next week and do this all over again.
And I'm excited because we got lots of big things coming. Big things.
Big things are on the way. I'm Jason.
Justin.
This is the Two Hawaii Dads Podcast. See you next time.
Aloha.
The Two Hawaii Dads Podcast. Always a 50-50 chance of getting kicked out of the stands at a Little League game.